Welcome to our fishing report for this week, and due to the high water on the Tennessee River system, it's all reel foot. Last Sunday, very little wind down at reel foot, lots of boats on the lake. My good friend Mr. Jimmy King of Tiptonville checked several fishermen at reel foot, and most had from 5 to 15 crappie. Jimmy was in a good mood and talking to everybody, and even gave them some tips and pointers about his technique of crappie fishing. And I'm telling you, he has caught as many crappie out of that lake as any one individual that I know. So if he comes up to you at the boat ramp wanting to know your success for the day, pay attention to what he tells you. He is one of the best crappie fishermen that I said ever to fish reel foot, especially when it comes to spider rigging. He used to keep up with those fish and really has caught his share plus out of reel foot lake. Kentucky Lake was predicted, I think it was 358.2 for Friday, and they'll get that back down. Hopefully the Bassmaster Classic coming up March the 6th through the 8th, and certainly hope that they have the water level steady by then and they can have a real good classic tournament. That's it for this time. Till next time, Lanny Calicut thanking you for listening, and we hope you have a real nice day.
Hi everybody, this is Steve McAdams. Thanks for joining me this week, and some important dates forthcoming on the sportsman's calendar. First of all, in progress this week has been the National Bird Dog Championship Field Trials down at T. Ames Plantation at Grand Junction, Tennessee, where they're crowning the national champion bird dog this week. Also coming up Saturday, the Refuge Discovery Series here at the Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center in Springville. This week's program will deal with invasive species with a naturalist visiting and giving the program from Land Between the Lakes. And Saturday night, it's the National Wildlife Turkey Federation banquet here in Henry County at the fairgrounds. Doors open at 5 p.m. The turkey hunters are coming off a big week as the national convention was held in Nashville. Also coming up on February the 29th is a big day for hunters, fishermen across the state. That's the expiration date for your hunting and fishing licenses. They've been on sale for the last week or so. You can get them and they're good from the day you purchase them, but don't let that big day get by you. Also, the last day of the month, the 29th, it's the end of the small game seasons for rabbit, quail, and squirrel hunters across the state. It's a pretty good year for squirrel hunters overall, and some hunters have been enjoying the squirrel season as of late for those using squirrel dogs. The late season is always popular for that particular area of squirrel hunters. Quail hunters, not much to talk about there. The birds are just not here like they once were. And rabbit hunters have had a fair year. The wet conditions as of late have made it pretty tough on rabbit hunters across the state, but some are going out in style. This is Steve McAdams. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week in the outdoors.